Good morning. Let us hear the word in our heads and our hearts. Shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. For the Lord is good. His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Your three speakers today, Carla, Joy, and I, have been part of a biweekly workshop consisting of 12 spiritual exercises. The exercise that I shall speak on is entitled Identifying with Positive Emotions, but I would rather rephrase that into Not Identifying with Negative Emotions. I'd like to start with a little reading from Swedenborg here. If people believed, as is the truth, that everything good and true comes from the Lord and everything evil and false comes from hell, they wouldn't take goodness in as their own and feel they deserve a reward for it, and they wouldn't take evil in as their own and make themselves guilty of it. I'd like to do a little deep breathing with everybody right now. Take three or four deep breaths. Close your eyes. Breathe through your noses. From your bellies. And breathe from a point about 1 foot out in front of your face and breathe in deeply and exhale into your solar plexus. Now the psalm I just read is in your insert, Psalm 100. I'd like us all to read it together aloud, in unison. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us. And we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving, His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. For the Lord is good. His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. I would like to start this morning by running through the first three tasks in our workshop based on the book The Joy of Spiritual Growth by our fellow Swedenborgian Frank Rose. Task one reads, when you notice a negative emotion, divide your attention. Put part of your attention onto the back of your hand or another part of your body and keep it there while the emotion is going on. Notice any changes in the emotion. Basically, this task involves moving some or all of our attention away from the emotion and its attendant thoughts and onto our body, and then observing any changes. Task two reads, when you become aware of a negative emotion in yourself, notice what thoughts come with it. If you have negative thoughts, observe the emotions that come with it and how quickly they come. When you are conscious of an active negative emotion, experiment with stopping the negative thoughts surrounding it. Notice any changes in the negative emotion. Basically, this task involves the interplay between thoughts and emotions. Which do we notice first? Which arises first, the thoughts or the emotion? What effect does emotion have on thought, or vice versa? The proverbial chicken and the egg. Task three, the task that I will be addressing, reads, when you become aware of a negative emotion in yourself, say to yourself, it is hurt, angry, disturbed. I do not have to be. Observe the effect of this has on your thoughts and or your emotions. Basically, this task helps us to make the distinction between the emotion, it, and ourselves, I. To make the distinction that we are other than the emotion itself, that the emotion is just an influx from the hells, as the Swedenborg quote points out. One commonality that you may notice amongst these three tasks is the requisite awareness that is going on inside of ourselves, the requisite ability to see ourselves as we actually are. Though I will not be addressing this awareness today, please note that the ability to be aware of ourselves, to see ourselves as we are, is a task, a practice in and of itself. As I mentioned in my title, I prefer to phrase the task of identifying with positive emotions differently. Rather, our task is one of not identifying with our negative emotions. This is facilitated by giving credit for our negative emotions where credit is due. For example, the statement given in exercise 3, it is angry, hurt, fearful, or obsessed, and I do not have to be. The negative emotions originate in the hells. The reason that I like to rephrase the task is because attempting to assume a positive emotion can be problematic. You may be futilely attempting to contrive a positive emotion, positive feelings within yourself. You may say to yourself, it is such a beautiful day, I should be enjoying myself. Or, it will all work out for the best. For me, this is not the task. Remember, there is always a concurrent influx from heaven, and we can choose to turn towards it, to put our attention on it, and not on our negative emotions. I would like to offer up several simple techniques here to help you to turn towards heaven. My first suggestion. Every time that you become aware that you are in a negative emotion or negative thoughts, you recite the statement from the exercise, it is angry, hurt, fearful, disturbed, and I do not have to be. And observe what effect this has on the emotion or thoughts. This repeated effort will begin to show you that the negative emotion is other than of yourselves. My second suggestion is to turn your attention towards a prayer, a scripture, or a poem that you know to have positive emotion. The psalm that we start out with is a good example of this. If the negative emotion or thought is returning a bit obsessively, you can recite the prayer or poem each time you find yourself caught in the negativity. My third suggestion is to more fully and intentionally put your attention into whatever it is that you are doing, the dishes, driving, golfing, whatever. Note the word intentionally. When you are doing this, you want to remain cognizant of the effort that you are making. My fourth suggestion is to divide your attention, bringing part of your attention into your body, say your hand, as recommended by the first exercise. A very recognizable technique may be to return to your breathing, become aware of your breathing and watch your breathing. And a technique that I regularly use is to bring my attention to the sensation of the weight distributed evenly across the soles of my feet. The point is to turn your attention away from the negative and to intentionally put your attention onto something real, something positive, your body, verse containing divine truth, or a phrase that clarifies the true origins of your negativity. It may be angry, hurt, or fearful. I believe that the effective force behind this effort is your willingness to return to the effort as often as necessary. I have dubbed this effort an effort of integrity.